Hello, everyone. Welcome to the First Love Club. We're so glad you joined us this week, and we hope, as always, that you will be encouraged and inspired by what we talk about in this week's show. Corey, we're continuing the conversation that we started last week about the importance of spending time with God, and I know you want to talk about prayer, so start us off.
So the thing about prayer is obviously it's a very personal thing to people, and everyone has different ways of doing it and beliefs how one should do it. And I have to say that when I became a Christian, I think that there's probably no other area I struggled with more than prayer. You know, for some people, it is so easy to pray. They will drop to their knees and pray over any and all situations. They're just a very prayer-minded person. And I aspire to be that way. I aspire to think before I have, you know, my own reaction to things, I aspire that I would think, well, I'm just going to pray about that. You know, I'm not quite there yet. But I realize it's kind of a process, just like any other relationship you have. The one with God is, well, it's the most important one you have, but it's certainly one that takes time to develop, especially when you're kind of new. And I, you know, I didn't have any formal training or,
that's, you know, what I was going to ask you. The people you grew up around probably didn't break out into prayer a lot.
No, I didn't grow up in a Christian home. And the way I was introduced to God was my mom. You know, I was having a lot of nightmares as a kid. I was really scared at night. I had big fear of the dark. And so she taught me, and I remember her coming in with her little Bible that she got as a girl and showing me Psalm 23. And so she taught me to pray, and we used to read it. And then after a while, you know, she would kind of help me work my way through it so that I could say it out loud. And then eventually it became kind of like a challenge to myself that I could recite it. And I was probably like 8 or 9 at the time. And I remember feeling really proud that maybe I was going to make God proud that I could recite that to him.
And didn't
night.
You tell me you prayed as a child, even though, like, you don't consider that you're raised in a Christian home or that you were a Christian, but you did pray, didn't you?
I did. Once I understood God was there, once that was clear to me, once I had, you know, that little scripture in my heart, that's what I leaned on. That became, everything to me. I can remember, honestly, praying mostly for friends. I prayed mostly that kids would like me. That's probably what I remember most. Growing up is always asking for God to help me that way. But it's kind of funny, though, even when I like told a white lie or did something like all little kids do, I always was, you know, always felt like God was watching me. And it was always, I'm sorry, God, under my breath, you know. So I didn't have a understanding of God, and I didn't have an understanding of prayer. To me, it was just talking to God.
Right.
So not having any kind of religious upbringing might have just made me always feel a little conversational, I think, about my approach. And, you know, becoming an adult, that always kind of bothered me that I didn't really feel like I knew, like my prayers just didn't avail much. I just felt like I wasn't feeling it, and I didn't really know how to pray effectively. And, you know, just like someone who desires to know the Bible better, you start Bible study. To me, I was like, well, I need to start studying. How do you pray? And it wasn't until like just a few years ago that it bothered me so much that I started like trying to find resources, like as silly as it sounds, like, how do you pray? how do people pray? And I found something that was so profound to me, so eye-opening, that it kind of transformed and helped me develop a prayer life now that is very easy to do and very that I can feel more connected to, I guess. It makes me feel like I'm pleasing God praying this way, and it's really because it's Jesus modeled this type of prayer, this formula, if you will. And I found the key in a book, of course. It's called Powerful Prayers in the War Room by Daniel B. Lancaster. And it is an ebook on Amazon. And he is a pastor who has an international ministry. So he spent much of his career abroad. And after 30 years of being in different cultures and seeing people, the way that they prayed, really, these were prayers that availed much in what he was noticing. And so he put together this book, and I absolutely loved it because it felt like aha to me, you know, reading what he was talking about. Basically, the word pray is an acronym, and each letter represents a facet of prayer that you can kind of work through as you're talking. So the first aspect of, you know, and before I go into this, I really encourage you to read the book yourself, because I am really kind of boiling it down into very simple concepts where he has a lot of reference and resources that he also talks about, and why it's not a long book. It's a short book. And I think it was under $3, and it's one of the best books that I own. I recommend it and talk about it in my Faithful Girl Planner Workshop. And I actually created one of my planner inserts actually breaks down prayer time with this acronym too. So it helps you through that. So praise is the first part of prayer. So you open up your prayer with praising God. And Jesus modeled this for us in the Lord's Prayer with, you know, our God in heaven, hallowed be thy name. He brings up the word hallowed, which is a word that is just, his name is so magnificent. There's nothing like it. And it's our opportunity to tell God how awesome he is. You know, there's no one badder than God, my pastor used to say.
I like that.
So that's your opportunity to praise him, thank him for things that you saw him do during the week, prayers you've seen answered, for what he's done, how he's created you, how he's, you know, blessed you.
For letting you be alive one more day.
Everything that you can think of, here is your time to just love on him, right? Don't we respond to that? Before you start asking your dad for money, doesn't it help when you tell him how much you love him first? Now, when I was a teenager and I used to do that, my dad would always say, what do you want, Corey? Mm-hmm. But this is your time to talk to your dad and tell him.
Kind of sweet talk, Jesus.
With no agenda here, though.
Right, just because we love him.
So R is the next letter in the word pray, and that stands for repent. So here's the part where we ask forgiveness for our trespasses, as Jesus also talked about in that prayer. And this part I've always found kind of interesting, because I can think of times where I am kind of in that flow and I'm really praying things that I can think of, like, well, I'm really sorry that I wasn't diligent this week with my, my Bible study, or, and I find that before I know it, things were popping into my mind that I probably wouldn't pick myself to repent.
Right.
Right. And so that is always to me sort of an indicator that the Holy Spirit is kind of, that's a nudge. Like, maybe you didn't think about this, Corey, but this is actually something, you know, maybe you shouldn't have done. Maybe you could have handled that situation differently.
Well, you know, we say at church a corporate prayer of repentance. And one thing we say is, forgive us for the things we've done and the things we've left undone.
That's good.
And we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbor as ourselves. And I always start crying when we say that, because it's conviction.
It is.
That I know I haven't done all that I should for him this week.
That's one of the Holy Spirit's jobs, is to convict us, to show us the flaw in how we're looking at something or behaving. That's one of his roles, is to be that, you know, to point out, hey, this is an area you need to work on. Because the last thing we want to do is think of ourselves as, you know, that we are so Christian and we are so good and we are, yeah, you know, I'm such a good Christian. I don't think I'm ever going to be able to say that with any kind of
honesty. The Bible talks about, if you don't feel conviction, you should be worried.
Yeah.
Because really,
that's so true, you know, isn't
he's
it?
He's dealing with us.
Yep. Boy, and we are so flawed. We really are. I'm so grateful that God is so patient. He has
merciful,
a level of patience that we just can't, yep, even comprehend.
Amen, sister.
So repenting there, and so that is just your opportunity to, hey, I'm sorry I messed up. Sorry I messed up.
This reminds me of a story my pastor that I work for would tell, that one man came to him one day and said, Pastor, I've had a revelation from God that I never need to repent again. And pastor said, really? Because I have to repent every day. You know, Paul said, I die daily. It's vital that as Christians, we understand how important repentance is.
And I love the fact that it's like the second one. You know, mm-hmm. First, you're right. Awesome. You're awesome.
Right.
Second is, I'm not. This is how I'm not.
And you know what? That's a great way to remember this, too. You're awesome. I'm not. What's next?
Right. And that's mm-hmm. why we should be so grateful, so thankful for grace, for mercy, because we will never achieve that level.
Right.
We just won't. That's not going to happen while we're walking around on this earth. And so your third one in the acronym PRAY is ASK.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what do most of us tend to do when we start our prayers up?
We just ask.
We just ask. Gimme, gimme, gimme.
Yep.
Right? So the asking part is this is your opportunity to now ask, but here is the caveat. I try to put all my asks for others
mm-hmm.
first
mm-hmm.
and then myself.
Mm-hmm.
So I try to keep track of my requests. I have actually a planner insert I designed that I can you know, have it all and numbered too. So I can keep track of those things because, you know, you're not going to just ask once. Often that's a repeated prayer. You need to keep asking for certain things.
Are you saying you write down the requests of your own heart that you're asking God or for other people too?
Other people.
Okay.
Sometimes you'll see prayer requests and,
right.
you know, like in a Facebook group, which I have seen. I have prayer requests for like my family, my nephews, my daughter, my mom, you know, healing her heart after losing her husband, my dad, those kinds of things. I just, it's really easy. I think sometimes when you get in that mode, a lot of things just fly out of your head, you
right.
know, and I like
right.
at least having something to look at. And I think here's like an area where I feel like one of the best ways that this has been modeled for us is, you know, Priscilla Shire modeled this for us in the movie War Room. You know, those were some powerful prayers, things that she was asking for. And I think that is, whether it is a war room type prayer where it's a big ask to a small one, you know, just help me get through my day, help me get this bill paid. Help my kids to stop fighting. I mean, there's all kinds of things we ask for, right? So oftentimes I think the ask part can take up the most time. But I would say is just as a good rule, it's really helpful, I think, too, is just to kind of be more humble in our asks that we put others first before ourselves. I just feel like it's been a good habit for me because we just tend to be very, you know, me-focused a lot of times. And I think that doing that is very pleasing to God. You know,
I agree.
So finally, the last part of PRAY is Y for yield. And I think this is the area where you need the most patience and the most like determination, because I think for a lot of us is, you know, it's really more fun to talk than listen. But this is the part in the relationship where God might want to share or talk to you. So this is the part where you kind of get still and quiet. And really, this is where I ask the Holy Spirit to really, you know, help me to have ears to hear. Because God can impress things upon your heart. Images can come to your mind. This is where you need to really still your little soul.
So you just sit
and
there
listen
in silence
to God. Do I do that perfectly every time? No, I do not. Sometimes, you know, I get real antsy. But if you genuinely want to have a relationship with God, I feel like this is the area in which it's a give and take. You did a lot of talking. It's your turn to hear from God. And isn't that the whole point of praying in the first place,
right.
is to hear from God?
Right.
And when you think about it, this is the chance for God, the creator of the universe and all mankind, is going to stop his day to speak to you. And he will, because he's our Father. He loves us. Now, I just think that this is, you know, I'm in my own experience, this is a part where it's just taken more discipline. And it's part of our nature. We just get we're very busy, busy. You know, it's not easy to do. Some people are great at it. And I aspire to be that way. And I'm just saying all of this with this caveat, because I'm going to just be real honest. This is not something that I have been good at, even though God has actually put things on my heart, spoken to me, shared things with me. I have reaped the benefit of doing it, but I can still say that it's something that I have to work at. So I don't I don't ever want to give the impression that I've got this all figured out and I'm sitting here telling you all what to do with your prayer time. And there's many of us that can say that, you know, God spoke to me in my prayer time. I actually felt interaction with God, and it is one of the greatest gifts that you can ever have, you know, having a relationship with Him. So it's something that you should aspire and expect, because the Bible says that. You know, it says that when we seek, God does not withhold any good thing from us. And how much more of a good thing can it be talking to your Father?
I love the verse in Mark 11:24. Now, this is the NIV version, but it says, "Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours." That's pretty powerful. Yes. So I don't think that he means a new Mercedes.
No, I do not either.
So I think that he means things that are to further you in his purpose, you know.
That are in alignment with his plan for your life.
Exactly. You know, there's a scripture that says, "All things work together for good to them that are called according to his purpose." And people misquote that so often because they say, "Well, all things work together for good," but they leave out, "to them that are called according to his purpose." If the rest of your life is lining up with God and you're on the path where he's using you and you're allowing him to mold you into what he wants you to be, and really you're using your life is for his glory, then yes, I do believe all things, doors will open, the favor of God will be on you. But if you're just living according to your own wants and desires, then no, that's not what that scripture says. And so I do think, though, he's faithful to answer our prayer. Why would we pray if we didn't expect to receive what we prayed for, right?
Right. And that's why putting others before yourself.
Right.
You know, taking this opportunity to pray for those. Because, you know, sometimes in that moment, you're being called to stand in the gap for someone.
Right. I really believe it's so important for us to know how to pray, because we never know when someone who is desperate is going to come up to us and need us to pray for them. And one of my very favorite scriptures, my favorite book of the Bible is James. So I'll probably say that a lot in the show. One of my favorite scriptures is James 5:16. It says, "Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much." And you've talked about in this show, you didn't feel like your prayers were availing much. That's where you got that, right? But I think it's important to think about the other part of that, which is confess your faults one to another and pray for one another that you may be healed. There's power in prayer. We can lay hands on people. We can pray for them. God is faithful to heal us when it is in his will. And so we may be the only hope for some people, somebody that knows how to get a hold of God, somebody that knows how to pray. There may be someone desperate and come to us. So this is a very, very important topic.
It is. And, you know, there's been people in my life that I can think of that, you know, rested their hand on my back and prayed for me.
Mm-hmm.
But just the feeling that someone would care for me, a stranger to them perhaps, and pray for me,
right.
I felt like it just melted me inside.
Yes.
You know, and that's what we're called to do as brothers and sisters in Christ.
Right.
Is to pray for each other.
I've had so many messages. Even just recently, I had something kind of horrible happen a few weeks ago. I passed out in the shower, and it was the first time I had passed out in the 11 years since I got my pacemaker. And it scared me so bad. And so it's a long story, but I shared just very short in an Insta story what had happened to me. I didn't want to tell it to the world because I feel like I'm a drama queen sometimes. Well, this happened now. But it was so wonderful, because when I shared that just with a few people that watch my Insta stories, people started messaging me. And even a week or two later, someone messaged me and said, "I've been praying for you. You've been on my mind." And I always start crying and I'll say, "Thank you so much. You have no idea what that means to me." And it's just to be lifted up to God by someone else when you don't even realize it. That's why Sometimes I think I have the strength to get through some things. It's because there are people on my behalf lifting my name up. So then that's my responsibility to do that for people when they ask me to or when I know that they're in need. And so I don't want to fail God. That goes back to our show about being a God pleaser. I sure don't want to fail God and everybody else pray for me and me not pray for anybody.
That's true. And that right here, what we're talking about, what a wonderful way to please God when we're praying for others. I mean, I'm sure that just delights God's heart, you know, that it's not about us in that moment. We're taking the time to intercede for someone, even if you don't know them well, you know. Right. And I think even when you don't know them well, it's probably the most like that he's really proud of you.
I know.
At a girl, you know.
When Caroline and I see an ambulance or a fire truck, we always pray for whoever the people are that have been in a wreck or maybe their house is on fire. And the firefighters and police officers,
yeah.
You know, it's a constant thing. Doesn't the Bible say pray without ceasing? Yeah, we need to be in a cycle of prayer all throughout the day.
And, you know, when you think about prayer, I think when I used to hear that word, it made me feel like it needed to be this very formal thing.
Right.
So I do want to mention that, you know, this acronym PRAY and this kind of working through the four letters and helping that be sort of like a framework for you. That's definitely something that kind of helped me kind of make sure that I wasn't being that Christian, always asking for things.
Right.
But it doesn't mean that my prayers are so formal and I'm not, you know, I feel like that wouldn't be true to who I am. And in my entire relationship with God, I've just been someone who talks to him a lot.
Right.
You know, and maybe, I think there's a lot to be said. If that's your comfort level and just feel like you're just always in a constant conversation, I think that could have been a little easier for me because I've been single for a long time. You know, I was raising my daughter alone. So oftentimes I was talking to God a whole lot because I didn't have a husband to do that with. And I was very concerned about being a single parent and doing a bad job. So that was, I just felt like that was very normal to have just conversations, but I was always asking for him to help me. So now in this season of my life, I feel like this has kind of turned a corner for me. And I feel like there's a little bit more maturity in how I'm talking to him and I don't do it enough. I'm not going to say that I'm perfect at it. It's something I'll always aspire to. And I think that's a good thing that at least it's something I always aspire to. About 8 years ago, when I was in that, I was in a season of my life, I call it being faith girl.
I was,
because I kind of saw myself as like this little faith superhero, you know. I was just so on fire. I mean, sitting there, for, you know, it took me 2 months to read through my Bible cover to cover. I have it sitting right here. It's full of highlights from that period of my life. Of things that the Holy Spirit was revealing to me when I read, it was like there was a little flashlight shining on all these different little pieces of scripture that just resonated so much for me. And I remember that was so much of what I wanted to do, was be such a God pleaser. I'll go where you send me. I'll do what you ask me to do, Lord. And so what I could not have known at that time was that he really was preparing me for where I am now. 10 years later, I would never have thought it would have taken so long, but that part of that had to do with me. You know, it was, I sort of kind of fell away from being faith girl. and so I think that's something worth mentioning too, is a lot of what our prayers avail. I feel like sometimes we have kind of a responsibility in that ourselves to continue having that strong relationship with God. If we're not built up and strong in the Lord and in our faith, it would be kind of hard to be put into ministry or, you know, to write books to inspire people or whatever it is that, you know, that calling is on your life that you feel. But if you're just not, your heart's not in it and you're not contributing to your own growth and your own dedication to him, it'd be kind of hard to be, you know, taken off the bench and put in the game because you're not practicing, you're not strengthening yourself up to be that. And one of the scriptures, you know, praying at that time, that was, you know, I really felt it, I don't know, it really inspired me a whole lot. It comes from Psalm 16:7-9. I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel. He has given me counsel. My heart also instructs me in the night seasons. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore, my heart is glad and my glory rejoices. My flesh also will rest in hope. Isn't that beautiful?
I want to letter that and like have it on my wall. Each part of that speaks to me so much. And Corey, I'll be honest and say that's not a scripture I'm familiar with.
See, that's the beautiful thing mm-hmm. about how God reveals things. I've read this Bible. You've read the Bible. So many of us read the Bible. But at that moment, sometimes a scripture just needs to be revealed in a fresh way that feels like he's talking to you.
I love it.
To me, that right there is the cry of my heart that I will
that's
bless.
That's what I was thinking as you were right? reading that. It's that. The cry of my heart.
Who has given me counsel. To think about that, God counsels us. That means an interaction. He's talking. He's encouraging. He's inspiring. And that your heart also instructs you in the night seasons. You know, God
has had a lot of those.
Right? When you're laying there at night.
Yeah.
God speaks to us in our dreams. There are ways that God communicates to us that they're spiritual. There's just no way to put it in a box and explain it. Just how we know what we know. Dreams can be very personal and special to you, and they can just be. Sometimes I feel like a God dream is so different than a normal regular dream. A God dream stays with you the rest of your life. I feel like you will never forget the details and everything. It's his way of communicating or showing something to you, you know. And there's many people who will say, "I had this dream, and this is what happened." And I think that is just so beautiful. My heart also instructs me in the night seasons. And I've set the Lord always before me. Now that right there, that to me is the aspiration of my life, is that I will always set the Lord before me. And I hope that with Tracy and I talking about this, that you are just feeling super giddy and inspired right now, that this just sounds like, I want to have this type of relationship with God. I want God to counsel me, because that's how I feel right now. I feel really excited. How about you, Tracy?
I do. And you know, what's so amazing is how scriptures speak differently to different mm-hmm. people. Because when you just said that, my heart also instructs me in the night seasons. The way I interpreted that was, I think of all the times I was scared at night that I had to read out loud Psalms 91 about being in his wings. And it says, I will not fear the terror by night. And it was because I was terrorized by thinking I was dying. My chest was hurting. And I actually read that psalm almost as a prayer. And I think that's something we can do, is we can use the Word of God, because many of the things that the Bible says were prayers that people prayed. And we can just read those same prayers out loud and speak those over ourselves. And, you know, I love your acronym, because when people ask me to pray for them, I do try, even in that moment. It's kind of like I hate to use the word skill, because I don't want it to seem like it's something in my flesh, but it is something that with the more practice of praying for people, you get better at it, I think, and it becomes more of a natural thing for you to do. And so I do always start, you know, try to start every prayer by praising God and thanking him. And then, and just even thanking him that person knows him enough to ask me to pray for them. And then going into, probably if I'm praying for someone, I'll leave the repentance part out, but then asking him for what we need. I just think it's so important what you've said about that acronym. That's such important information for us to share, that you start out praying by lifting up the name of Jesus and thanking him. And here's another thing that I want to say is, don't be scared to pray if you don't remember the right way. Because God honors your prayer no matter what you say. He just wants to hear from you. My pastor used to say, you need to pray every day and talk to God. Be a regular customer so that when you need something, he knows you. He said, if you owned a store, you would know your best customers. You would know the people that came in and bought something from you. And then when they needed something, you'd be more willing to give it to them. And that's how it is with God. He knows our heart. And he knows how important he is to us. And then when we need him, he remembers that.
That's a really good reminder. For those of you who are hearing this right now and know that, you know, prayer is one of your areas that you really want to work on, I would really encourage you to take a look at that book. And another book that I would recommend that I read years ago during this time where I was just really in my Bible every day was He Speaks to Me by Priscilla Shire. It's one of the first books that she wrote. It's full of examples of how God speaks to us. Wow. And she'll always be my favorite. I will read anything that woman writes. She is just an anointed woman of God. But that particular book, I remember that really, really, that just made me so excited having a relationship with God. And that's the kind of thing that we want to share here on this podcast, of course, is things that can help you develop that really personal relationship with the Lord. Because that's what we're talking about, right?
Amen.
God being our first love and whatever it takes. It's kind of like marriage advice. Resources for your marriage. Your relationship with God will be the most important relationship you ever have.
You know, one of my favorite things about you, Corey, is you're such an avid reader that you always bring out books and passages and information that I really believe God is giving you that information to share with people. So thank you for that.
Thank you.
And I think that's one of the greatest things about our show so far is that you've just brought out so many people and books that people can tap into those resources themselves. So I'm excited about being, really, there's no other word for it, another resource that Yay. People can learn through. So
I always feel like I have a book for that.
I know. And you said that before we started and laughed. And I said, no, I love that. Yeah.
Tracy was laughing. I pulled out my Kindle so I could pull out a passage from that book. And she's like, how many books are in there? I was like, there's over 700 books on my Kindle. That's not as how many I actually have.
Yeah.
I probably have over 1,000, but only 700 are on this one.
Well, you know, my husband and I always say, we don't want to listen to somebody who knows everything we know. We want to listen to somebody who has something to say that we haven't heard before.
Right? And and that's what I love about all of the resources at our fingertips. There's so many ways that God speaks to people and inspires them to write, mm-hmm. to sing, right. to perform, because we all learn and are inspired in different ways. And for some of us, you know, we're just readers. I can read and I feel like the words are just leaping off the page at me.
Right.
You know, and some people are not moved that way. They get their inspiration from hearing songs. Like you get very emotional when you hear certain songs because you're a singer. You love to sing. That's part of you have music in you.
I've thought of at least 3 songs every show we've done right? so far. Yeah. And, you know, it's all I can do not to break out into an offspring.
Which is so funny because that would be the last thing I would do.
So if this show has encouraged you today and you really want to think about adding more prayer into your life, we hope that we've given you some good information on how to do that. Corey, I really think there are a lot of people, they want to pray, they just don't know how. So I hope that they've been encouraged today. I really think you've given a lot of great information and inspiration.
So if that's you, we would love to hear from you. Please email us at hello@thefirstloveclub.com.
Yes. Thanks so much for listening. Join us again next week for another episode of The First Love Club.
Bye, everybody.